Coming up next is an encore presentation of The Way with Jazz and Tay. Jazz and Tay decided to take a couple weeks off for some much-needed spring break therapy. So we're going to bring to you a show from last month with Tyson Robinson of the Tyson Vibe podcast. Enjoy.
Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Hey, happy Thursday. Welcome to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl Jazz and
Shantae.
And I just want to say something really quickly before we get into things. It is April 1st, which means it is April Fool's Day. So don't get got today. I'm letting you guys know now. It's 7 o'clock. So before you guys get into the day, just be aware of anything that you guys see or you guys hear. People might be trying to get you, okay? With that being said, we have another guest this week,
woo-woo.
And it is a man. We got some testosterone up in here today.
Yeah.
We've got
about time. Thanks right? for support. I appreciate the support over here, ladies.
Hey, March was all about the women, okay? So we had to switch it up a little bit.
I'm so proud of you.
But our special guest is Tyson Robinson of Tyson's Vibe podcast. Say what's up.
What up? What up?
There we go. See, look. We're going to get you warmed up. We're going to get you warmed up.
And great. Thanks for coming in. No.
And we'll see you later. But really quickly, Shantae and I have had quite the week. I don't even know really where to begin. We are so exhausted. We moved on over this weekend. We moved on, out on Saturday. But then we had like a little shindig, kind of like a going away get together for Shantae. And that was just crazy to think
about. It was
about.
A party.
Like legit. Yeah, right. I said little shindig.
It was a party.
We were live.
So you're recovering
five.
Still. You're recovering still?
Yeah, it's like a week recovery at this age.
Yeah. We stayed up to like 5 a.m., which I've not done except for like in Vegas. I don't do that anywhere.
Baller status.
Yeah, so we're really tired. And on top of that, every day after work since then, we've still been kind of like doing little last minute cleanup and touch ups and things at the house. So officially, we are done and exhausted. So I'm ready. I'm so looking forward to actually getting a full night's of sleep sometime soon. Probably, hopefully tonight. But with that being said, Tay, do you want to give a little introduction on Tyson?
Sure. So Tyson is a friend and a podcast host. Again, he hosts Tyson's Vibe, where he lends his platform and interviews entrepreneurs and creatives. We were actually on his podcast a few episodes ago, and we talked about the most recent election. That was a lot of fun, and we're actually going to kind of ask him about, you know, what he thinks of what came of that. And we're also excited to have Tyson on for a bit of a male perspective. You know, it's generally just
us
hens in the hen house.
Us.
And we also have like generally the same view. So it's going to be nice to get a variant perspective, especially with the hot takes that we're talking about today. Yes. I can't wait to tell you guys more about those.
Yes.
Tyson, thank you for coming on. We're excited
anytime,
to have you.
Anytime.
But what else you can expect from today's show? We're going to interview Tyson and also throw in a couple of icebreakers there. You won't know when to expect them, okay?
Right.
And they're going to throw you. They are super random.
Okay.
And then we're going to get into our hot takes. So today we're talking about Derrick Jackson's cheating debacle or whatever you want to call it. And Quavo
publicity
and Saweetie breakup. I think that like holistically both can be called.
That is true.
The relationship publicity stunts.
And we'll get it. We'll
2021.
Get it. Yeah, because there's a lot I want to say about that Quavo and Saweetie thing. Like we kind of touched on it last night. And yeah, you're absolutely right. I do think it has to do with publicity.
We are going to touch on it during our hot take. So stay tuned for that. And then during our hot topic, we're going to talk about the Stop Asian Hate movement and just talk about what's going on there, why the movement's important. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so let's just get into it. Let's get into the interview.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about your podcast and what the inspiration was behind getting it started.
Okay. I knew I wanted to create something because I'm 24 right now. I wanted to create something in my 20s because, you know, everyone has that like little kid inside of them. Like you got to build something to pass on. I wanted to be a personal trainer at first. But then I realized I didn't want to be an athlete. It's pretty much similar to being an athlete again, and I'm kind of done with those days. So I started a podcast. It was just going to be me talking, a social commentary podcast. Mm-hmm. I started after the George Floyd situation.
The murder of George Floyd. You can say it.
Yeah, the murder of George Floyd. then I quickly realized that people didn't want to hear that every single week about like the injustices of America. Mm-hmm. And so I started with interviewing my friend Jerrica, who's a photographer in Seattle. And I got positive reaction on that. So I just continued to say, you know what? Let me just interview people with businesses and creatives. And it just went on from there. And I interviewed y'all September, October.
Yeah.
Forgot. Yeah. So
a little bit before the election.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, I just been building upon that, and then now I talk to business owners every day, like especially on Clubhouse.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's dope. Actually, we did a podcast episode with Tyson.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't mean to like. I know y'all think I'm like Hotep and all that. I didn't mean to hammer y'all with like my perspective.
No, stop. No. See, and that's actually kind of like what we wanted to say is because, or talk about is because like there, that's exactly why we love to have these kinds of like conversations, because we don't need to be agreed with all the time.
Right.
What fun conversation is that if everyone is like, yeah, the whole, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We actually left that podcast episode feeling like so like rejuvenated and kind of like,
yeah,
man, like I feel empowered. I'm
no,
ready to
exactly.
go. Like we were like, we really enjoyed the podcast episode that we recorded with you.
Don't feel that way. I mean, yeah. I know you guys think I'm Hotep. What?
I don't have a dashiki or anything. No, I like really thinking about things.
Yeah.
Like, I spend a lot of time by myself just really thinking and reading.
Well, that's the thing. You were challenging. You were challenging us in that. You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just a thinking, Capricorn.
I'm a Christmas Eve baby. Yeah,
big cap energy.
Yeah, Capricorns just be sitting with their thoughts, like, well, what is happening?
But that's the thing I was gonna say. So, like, on the same level, I say this about Shantae all the time. She's constantly like challenging me or making me kind of like, you know, think harder. Those kinds of things. Same situation. You know, you were challenging us in that conversation. So
yeah,
all it was all great. But with that being said,
were you surprised?
Right, since the conversation was about the election, were you surprised?
Yeah, by the outcome.
I kind of figured Joe Biden would win. I was surprised how close it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was alarming. Like, do y'all not just see what happened the last 4 years?
Yeah.
Do you not remember? Because I remember moving in college and then, I mean, junior year, then Charlottesville happened. And then everyone said, you know, no, we are against white supremacy, but you still went to the polls and voted.
And said otherwise.
Yeah. Like, and... I mean, Joe Biden was going to win. I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, just the margin. Like,
right.
It didn't have to be this close. I was surprised by Georgia flipping blue.
Right.
I thought I would never see that.
Ever in
didn't
my
that,
life.
With Bill Clinton, didn't that happen with him?
I think so. Actually, we were it might have been.
I thought it was, like, since the 70s.
I thought it was, like, the 70s or the 80s was the last time it was blue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I remember that, too, because we were not trying to be very optimistic about Georgia.
It wasn't.
But, it like, the night was kept getting closer, and I was like, Shantae, it might happen. And Shantae was like, no.
We watched history.
And, like, yeah, we watched a whole bunch of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. No, I see. Literally, we watched history happen.
Yeah.
But I just remember, because you had recently gotten back from Georgia at that time, and her being around, you know, like, her family and everything, they live it, you know. That's their life every single day. So they were even more so kind of, like, very surprised if it was going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
And we were not being optimistic about it at all. And then when it happened, it was like, hey, it happened. Like, it actually happened.
I was happy to see Warnock and Ossoff win, too.
Yeah.
Because when I was out there, that was, like, all the commercials that I was seeing. And, like, I was like, obviously those are the two that need to, like, win it. I'm biased because I'm obviously leaning Democrat, but it was just nice to see that because, you know, my family members were also like, yeah, that's who we really want and da 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 da. But, you know, it's always just like a close race. Like, I really didn't know if they were going to pull it off.
The swing states. Every election is about the swing states.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Those middle.
They got
states.
Those big numbers. They got those big electoral counts and everything. Whew.
I have one last question on this topic.
Yeah.
Because this happened after the election, and I don't think we got to talk to you, and this would have been fun to talk about on the podcast. But, like, what did you think about the insurrectionists?
We might have
been
in a clubhouse
day in
room.
January
6th.
That's
a fun word.
Were you in my clubhouse room?
Mm-mm.
You sure?
No, I was in the one about.
Oh,
like,
okay, yeah. Okay. You know, it was. I truly believe it was an inside job. Like,
ooh.
In no way. And I, you can't just storm a government building.
Right.
Think about like when black people allegedly robs like gas stations. They're just, you know, pinned down, gun to the
head. Guns blazing,
And then with that, with the insurrection, I mean, I think everyone there should have been arrested.
Absolutely.
Every single person.
But a lot of people are just walking around like, but if I'm one of the insurrectioners, like one of the surges, why aren't you wearing face masks? Like, that was, like, the thing that didn't make sense to me. Yeah. Like, wouldn't you want to hide
cover
your identity?
Your face.
Yeah.
Well, and then they were showing that there was, like, you know, security and police officers letting them in. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, I just...
They were all buddy-buddy.
Yeah.
Trash.
Imagine if one of us showed up there. Would they be like, oh, yeah, come on in,
Absolutely
you guys.
Not.
Make yourselves at home.
They'd be like, there is something going on over here. Get out.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's too much brown over here in this section. Get out of here. All right, anyways.
That was my next question.
Shantae's like, we're done.
I feel like I was icebreaker coming on.
Would you rather forever exercise drenched in somebody else's body sweat or forever exercise while always smelling someone's protein farts?
I would take the body sweat.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to explain?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
I'm a exerciser. I do it all the time, but...
In other people's body sweat?
Yeah, I can't. The smell, you know, farts, nah.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
Nah.
That's too internal.
Do you like to, are you somebody who, like, can you do your own farts, though? Because you know how people are like, oh, it's my fart, whatever. Like, you just don't like farts in general.
I can do my own farts because I know what I put inside my body. But some people just eat anything. You know?
That's true. That is very true. There'll be sometimes you just catch it and you're like, okay, what did you eat? Stop, please.
Yikes.
Whatever it was, don't do that again. All right, next one. We're
done talking about... I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, we're done talking about farts.
I'm over it.
Oh, my gosh.
I come back in the room from the other room. I'm like, excuse me? Like,
when she told me this one, I was like, you really want to put this one down?
Yeah.
This is the first one you want to start with? Okay.
Yeah, totally.
The next, there's one on here.
Hey,
that's
this
like,
is how we break the ice, okay?
Yeah, you did it.
So, Tyson, what's your day job? And does it help you with your podcast? Does it help at all? With the management of your podcast?
So my day job, I work at a title insurance company. I'm in the back end. So I have to get information from vendors across the country about people who are looking to refinance and then send it to our examiners.
Okay.
And it absolutely does not have anything to do with my podcast. But it can lead me to like the real estate field if I really wanted to get into real estate.
Okay. Yeah. We actually have this question, so I'm just going to wait on it. I wanted to know if the podcast was something completely separate that you're like, I just want a hobby outside of work, but we'll get to it.
Until then, would you rather do burpee exercises for 2 hours straight or lift heavy weights for 30 minutes while you have raging diarrhea?
So I'm going to go with the lifting weights because I actually did
what?
Burpees yesterday. And those are no joke. Like,
I
your thighs,
burpees.
After 10, your thighs would just give out 2 hours straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just rather, like, poop on myself and like, let's just do it.
Hey, I love that. Okay.
I almost quit track because one time I had to do burpees for punishment, and she was like, 200. And I was like, no,
200?
No.
Yeah, I was like, absolutely not.
In a row?
Yeah. And that was before doing my actual, like, weightlifting workout.
Stuff?
Yeah, I was like, no, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. I cried and I left.
Hey.
It was finals week. I was stressed.
I was really
not trying to be there. I was like,
nope, I don't blame you.
Throw all of this away.
Wow. That's not okay. So I'm lucky that I never did any sports that required burpees. But at some point in high school, for cheer, for whatever reason, the cheer coach thought, hey, let's do some burpees. Horrible. Burpees and wall sits.
It's a great punishment.
Wall sits?
Like, yes.
Okay, like, I think I know what you're talking about.
You're basically sitting in a chair, but against the wall. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
there's no chair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just holding yourself up. Yeah. So we had to do like those and wall sits, and that was my first introduction to burpees, and I knew these are not
you
for me.
Because, Tay, you probably have like legs of steel over there. So
I like wall sits because all you have to do is sing like a 1-minute song, and then it's over.
Right, right.
Oh. But burpees, I'm like, I want to quit. I don't want to do this.
I'm just like, I was a dancer. You know what I mean? I trained to be a dancer, not to be a burpee track star or basketball player.
Girl, it's basketball, player, football. Those are baseball. The people that need to be doing burpees. Like, nobody else.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Yeah. All right, next question.
What is your end goal with your podcast? Do you hope to keep it as kind of a side gig, or do you want it to grow into more of a business, something bigger than that?
I wanted it to grow into more of a business, kind of a network like Joe Budden has.
Okay.
Where I hire people and then maybe build something upon that. Side note, I'm currently writing an ebook on the basics of podcasting.
Nice.
I'm on chapter one.
Wow. Yeah, how many chapters are you going to have?
10. Okay. I'm going to keep it very simple. I'm going to sell each book for $4.99.
Okay. Yeah.
Like it.
Look at that. I'm
trying to like monetize it now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So with the podcast, what is like since you've started, like it's been almost a year now since you've had it. What's the biggest thing that you've learned, or like what's the biggest takeaway that you've had in this time?
That you need to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. The first episode will be ugly. Mm-hmm. Just start. Just start.
I love it.
That's it. Yeah.
We literally tell that to everybody.
The first episode is so terrible.
Don't even listen to ours, guys.
Oh, gosh.
We're in like the media field, so there's always something new to learn as well.
Yes.
Don't think you know everything.
No.
Because I didn't know that only maybe the top 5% of podcasters are really getting paid for like podcasts. Everyone else has to like find ways to monopolize.
Right.
Yeah.
Have like different revenue streams. Absolutely. Mm. Would you rather belong to a gym where no one ever clears the racks or puts weights back, or belong to a gym where everyone always corrects your form and never leaves you alone?
I would rather be in the gym where no one puts the weights back, because everyone's looking for like an up in the gym. Like, hey, you're doing this wrong, so come here. Like, what?
Right.
Like, I'm not your boy. Like, don't just tell me to come here. Like, no.
Do I know you?
That right.
Yeah, like, leave me alone.
I also, like, would hate the idea of just, like, okay, so one, you were just watching me just to tell me that I'm doing something wrong. Like,
yeah.
We don't watch people in the gym. I mean, I know what happens, but, like,
I do on the treadmill.
We don't just voyeur
creeping
hit people, like, on the, we don't do that.
You're wrong. Here's why.
Yeah. Like, what? All right. Well, that was our icebreaker. Thank you so much for participating. Are you feeling more wake up, more warm? Yeah, we're good there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and jump into a quick 2 to 3 minute break before we get into our hot takes with Tyson. Okay. Stay tuned. You guys are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Studio 143, a spot where we can make our content our way. With an identity rooted in community and culture, Studio 143 is a place where local and non-local creatives can fellowship and create.
While primarily an event space, Studio 143 has all the audio equipment you'll need.
Whatever the task may be, Studio 143's got you covered.
Learn more about the studio by visiting their Instagram at studio_143_primed.
I'm Nathan Mum, and I'm the host of Tech Time Radio. Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m., you can listen to our show live. The hosts cover top tech stories with a funny spin.
That's good. So,
Hooked on Phonics worked for you, didn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Grab your weekly technology without having to geek out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Only on Tech Time Radio on 1150 a.m. KKNW. We talk technology for the everyday common person.
Looking for a new way to start your mornings with current events and trending topics?
Hey, y'all, it's your girls Jasmine
and Shantae from The Way with Jazz and Tay, your new favorite weekly morning show.
Catch us every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
where we'll be bringing you fun icebreakers to kick off your morning,
reviews to inform your day, and all the new music. Again, catch us, your new favorite duo, Jasmine and Shantae, every Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Keep up with us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
See you on Thursday.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Coming up next is an encore presentation of The Way with Jazz and Tay. Jazz and Tay decided to take a couple weeks off for some much-needed spring break therapy, so we're going to bring to you a show from last month with Tyson Robinson of the Tyson Vibe podcast. Enjoy.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we played Would You Rather with Tyson. It got interesting. And
we talked a lot about butt stuff and poop.
A lot of potty humor, even though, like, the questions were, like, for exercise.
They were supposed to be fitness specific. Related, yeah.
And I guess, you know, to some extent they were. But we also asked him a little bit more about his podcast and some advice that he has for people looking to get in the game. But now we're going to go ahead and get into our hot take of the day. So,
I love that.
As you guys can tell by the music, it's about to be some tomfoolery.
Yeah, just,
So, let's just give you the rundown. We're going to talk about the Derrick Jackson cheating scandal and Saweetie and Quavo's breakup. So what happened with Derrick Jackson? I mean, that's really where we start. With Derrick Jackson, basically, he was caught cheating. Oh, sorry. Relationship expert and YouTuber.
Right.
That's who he is, because when this all popped out, I didn't know who the man was.
Thank you.
Nor
same.
Why anybody cared.
Thank
I
you.
I was like, okay,
thank
he cheated
you.
On his wife and they made a video. Why? Okay.
Right. Same.
Whatever. So he is a relationship expert, and he is specifically an expert in healthy relationships and telling women that they should leave when in toxic relationships, which is super funny.
The irony.
He cheated on his wife many years prior to this happening, and, you know, him being caught. But someone got him caught up. They came out and accused him of cheating, and he felt the need to address it very transparently in a video while clutching his wife's hand.
Literally clutching.
Clutching.
His wife's
like,
hand.
Please don't go anywhere.
Now, so here's the gag, though. Here's the gag. Apparently, this whole cheating thing has been, quote unquote, dealt with.
Yes.
There's a whole book about it that he said that he had about, like, overcoming infidelity and this and that and the other.
Yes.
So I just am so confused about not practicing what you preach. And, like, did he become who he is now after the whole?
Yeah, that's what it seems.
Cheating thing?
That's what it seems like.
That's, oh, okay. He had to go through that in order to become the relationship expert that he is.
Yeah, he said he found God, and that's what helped him.
He lost his sweetheart. Like in college or something?
But not the same girl?
No.
No.
Someone different. He started like last decade, like early last decade, I think.
So he like... Did
Plot
she,
twist.
Right. So did she like break his heart and then he was now then acting up? Is that what happened?
I think he was exhibiting toxic behavior, which led him to lose her. And then that's when he made a blog.
Okay.
That's when like everything came to him.
Okay.
It's See, all... I'm glad we have you, because I don't know anything about this man. So what's everybody's overall thoughts? Like, how do you feel, A, about the video? Because I feel like that's probably the biggest thing here. Yeah, how do you guys feel?
Tyson, take it away.
Let me put it this way. You have to practice what you preach. You can't just... go on like man bashing rants for like what 8 years, 9 years, and then get caught cheating.
Right. Amen. That's first and foremost.
I don't know what made him a relationship guru.
Thank you.
But he definitely used YouTube to his advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely watch a guy, maybe a few times. He never pops up on my algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like care for him.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I don't know. What do you
hey,
think?
I'm just, that makes me actually kind of happy, because I think I feel the same way. Just like,
yeah.
I feel like he looked familiar when I saw him, but yeah. I feel like just because you always see him in the light of like being an attractive black man on the internet, like he's always popping up on those like, dang, he fine kind of like pages, you know? But I
wouldn't
never,
know.
No, right. No, sorry. You're right. You're right. You wouldn't know. But like, I just never knew exactly who he was and what he did. And right. So all I got was relationship expert, da-da-da-da-da, an author, you know, caught cheating. And that's all that you needed to hear, because then everything immediately just, like, you know, blows up from there. So I was like, okay, cool. There, my opinion then has now been formed about him, you know. I'm thinking, oh, this is all a joke. You're not really, like, we're talking about practicing what you're preaching. This, you're literally just trying to make money off of this facade that you've, you know, shown to the world, when really you're living the life of quote unquote sin.
And the guys that you're trying to save
and that
women
you're,
from.
Yeah, yes, you know, and I just feel bad for the situation that he put his wife in. Mm. Like, you know, that to me.
Well, this happened already.
This happened
before.
Years ago.
She said. I saw that she said it happened at the beginning of March, and of course, the beginning of March was the coronavirus. So he might lay on that excuse. You know, he's been stressed.
Oh, Jesus.
He needed to get one off.
I guess for me, it was just the whole, like, making her do the video thing. And I don't know. I mean, you can't make somebody do something.
She showed up to that.
But she, and it's just, like, she didn't look like she wanted to be there.
She still showed up for it.
And I'm sure, you know, it's probably just reopening all these old wounds. She's like, you know, we've already been there, done that, and dealt with it. I feel bad that they're having to address this publicly.
Yeah.
You know, that's ultimately what it is. And I'm sure it's probably just embarrassing for her to have to go through. They went through it and dealt with it in private, and now it's very public. And that's kind of where I empathize with her on that, just because I feel like you shouldn't have to do that, you know?
Right.
You know?
I don't feel sorry for her at all. I don't.
Why not?
Because she chose to stay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry for her. I think, honestly, and this is just me being my judgy, like, self, but she looks like a clown, honestly. Mm. I can respect her for making her choice and leaving and then coming back, and she made that choice, which is why I don't feel bad for her. Because it's like she chose to stay with a man who cheated on her. And, like, yeah, he did the work to prove to her that he wasn't going to do it again. But he's also a public figure. People are looking to cancel people every day of the week. And so I'm sure every girl that he was cheating with was just waiting for the moment to be like, actually, Derek Jackson's a whole lie.
I'm exposed.
I know.
Wait, let me present this point of view.
Okay.
I think people would be okay with cheating if it wasn't publicized. I think we're a lot more people are definitely okay with cheating if it's not. If people don't know about it.
I don't know.
I was just going to say that. A lot of women stay. Lot of women stay.
But we were having this conversation yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like cheating to me is a little bit deeper than how people make it
seem.
Oh,
yes. Okay.
Men will be like, oh, I cheated. It meant nothing. I love you, though. Like, that's what I need to affirm you, is that I love you. But I feel like on the other side of that coin is that the person being cheated on, self-esteem is now mixed. Basically, what you've said to me, in my mind, regardless of what you're saying, is that I am not enough for you, period, point blank. And you don't have to say that, like, out of your mouth, but that's how it's going to feel to someone that's been cheated on.
Yeah.
For me, it's a little bit deeper than that, and it's about respect. If you cheat on me, point blank, like, we don't have anything else to talk about. That's going to be my number one, like, deal breaker. Now, that's not for everybody. Some people, you know, they build a life, and they're like, yeah, I want to stay, and that's fine. Like, his wife said she left and came back and everything. Mm. But I'm like, I'm not coming back because, again, he's a public figure and they're preying on his downfall.
Right.
We got to think money is also a key factor in a lot of relationships.
Absolutely.
So would you say that if you were married to Elon Musk?
Yes.
Who?
Because.
I'm just
right,
kidding.
Elon,
oh, are you serious?
No.
You always had me on that one. You better get out of here.
I am married to Elon Musk. It's going to be a no for me. It's going to be a no.
I want a free
me.
Car right off the
no,
bat.
No, but I can. I mean, and it kind of goes on the whole, like, Beyonce Lemonade thing, you know?
Right.
Like, people were like, you know, Beyonce didn't have to stay with Jay-Z. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
She chose to stay with, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
They've built this empire together. And I'm sure at the end of the day, it made more sense to work through it and save their marriage and this and that and the other. So I totally understand the aspect of, like, financially. I think for me and where I'm at in, like, my life, I'm not in a relationship at this point in time. If I were to start building something with somebody right now and something like that were to come up, like Shantae is saying, I need to have respect for myself, and I need to, like, and show the world that how I talk about myself is how I'm actually preaching, you know, and living
right.
my life.
Mm-hmm.
So if that happens, I'm gonna have to say, hey, buddy, We're not doing this. This isn't what I signed up for.
Right.
If you're feeling like you need to step out on me, we just don't need to be together.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We don't need to do that at all. And there won't be any coming back.
Right.
There won't be any growth in coming back together on that. So, yeah.
I will say, though, what I appreciated, even though I, like, half listened to the video because
it's hard.
I just really, yeah, like, there's just something about it. It feels like a pony show, you know, like, just so fake. But what I appreciated is that obviously he's making a video, so he had to tell the truth. Yeah. The transparency on both ends.
This was the red table talk.
You know, I'm not even going to front. I cheated. And he was like, and I'm not going to say I was just talking to women. I was having sexual relations. Like, he was like,
oh,
specific.
My goodness.
He was like, let me be clear. I was out here. And I was like, okay, I wouldn't have worded it like that, clutching my wife's hand, but I appreciate you for being fully transparent and not trying to make it look pretty or anything like that. Like, he was for real. Like, I cheated, I did dirt, and we worked through it. So I appreciated the transparency, and that's about it.
There was a bag probably attached to that video. I don't know how many millions.
So I was going to actually, next question to ask you was, did you see how, like, he did, like, a third-person reaction video, like, to his video of him and his wife?
I mean,
did you watch that?
Parts of it. It's like, I'm not surprised that he's full of himself. People but who talk in third person, it's kind of like Kanye-esque.
But in that same video, he promoted his book. And literally, in
there's
that,
a bag to everything.
So I'm like, not so buying he's a book from a cheater.
He's reacting to him and his wife's video. And then in that same reaction clip, he's like, you know, actually, I talked about this in my book, blah, 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 which you can buy for $7.99.
Plug
it in. Yes. And it was like, really, sir? You're choosing this opportunity to plug yourself? Like, first of all, you're already doing a reaction video to yourself, which is a whole different level of like is that narcissism? Yeah, like,
it probably got more views than Lil Nas X thing.
Montero video.
Yeah, probably.
It's for me when the plugging came in of the book and stuff, I was just like, okay, no. You've completely lost me. I was like, maybe I could kind of understand it, but now I'm just, this is all for money and publicity.
Did you watch it on YouTube?
I watched it. Yes. Look,
it to you.
Yeah, we can send
you
it.
You want to see it?
No, because, well, I mean, saying, were there advertisements that played throughout the video?
No, I didn't even think about that. Not that I can, I don't know. I skip all of the adverts, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I don't even pay attention to the YouTube advertisements anymore.
I'm listening to music, and then the guy, you know, the reason I use StreamYard, like, that advertisement keeps popping up. Like,
yes.
Get off my phone. Guy.
So now that we've kind of like exhausted the Derrick Jackson, because like it's a tired topic, I'm joking. Let's get into Sweetie and Quavo, because I didn't think we were going to talk about this, and the plot just keeps thickening, and I'm like, whoa, what is happening here? So what happened?
Oh man.
The Icy Girl Sweetie and Huncho, that's Quavo, they called it quits last week. And, of course, the world went crazy and were wildly speculating as to, like, who did who dirt.
Yes, yes.
They went back and forth on Twitter and exchanged some words, leading many to believe that infidelity on Quavo's part is to blame for the breakup. But, of course,
the plot thickens.
Nothing can end without an elevator video. because it's actually
Jay-Z
really bad.
All over again.
Yeah. So Tuesday, a disturbing video of them physically fighting each other surfaced, and the world has gone crazy with it. And there's like Twitter battles between black women and black men on the internet. And
Black House going crazy.
Like, and I just want to know, what's everyone's thoughts on this whole situation?
Yeah.
It's never okay to put your hands on a woman. I don't care. It's never okay. I don't know when, as a society, we got away from that. Maybe it was last decade when guys started making money, that like rules just started like going out the window. Mm. It's never okay.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, people were making money to like hit women, but I got you. I'm there.
Yeah,
sorry.
Like the more money, like when you, I noticed that like the yes man culture is a real culture. Mm. Like, I don't know. Coach K and I think his name is Pete, like they should have definitely like cornered him and said, hey, it's never okay to do half of the clown stuff that you do. But he's a cash cow for what's that label called? QC? I think so. Yeah, QC. So they're not really going to, like, money and morals don't really, morals don't exist in the industry.
Yep. Yeah. We were actually talking about that too. Like, people that are in the industry or like Hollywood and stuff, we say it's kind of like they're living in a different universe, like a different world. Mm-hmm. I jokingly said the other day, I was like, it's like Black Mirror if you think about it. It's just a completely different level. We have no idea really what it's like.
Yeah.
But I want to piggyback on what you said and say, you know, nobody should be putting hands on anybody.
Period.
Because he was way too rough with her, and she was smacking the crap out of him as well. Like, we don't know what led up to that, what happened, but both parties were way too physically aggressive with one another, and that's never okay. I feel like in the video, the way that they're acting with one another, this probably wasn't the first time.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
not.
They're
used, this is a regular occasion.
They're used to interacting with each other like that. And I think that's what, to me, as like the overall takeaway is, like, this wasn't a public elevator because the door opened up at some point and you could see.
I think she was doing something first.
Yeah. Well, like, and well, after they got, you know, they get on it, the elevator opens up. You can see somebody standing there waiting to, like, get in. You know what I mean? So it's like anybody could have witnessed this at any point, you know, at point in time. So it's just kind of like, if you're at this point, being the level of celebrities that you guys are and not necessarily caring how you're acting in public, like, what happens behind closed doors?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
I definitely agree with you, Jasmine. This just, like, is scary to me. I think for me, it's also not just seeing them together, because, like, we recently did a reaction to one of their interviews together as a couple, and it was so cute. And we were like, oh, they're so in love.
Yes. Y'all watched and the Quavo interview?
The GQ. Yeah, the GQ. Like, they asked the questions. Yeah.
Okay. They were together. So what, Sweetie
Nipsey and
Quavo.
Lauren did?
Yeah.
It was a similar. Very. Yep, yep, exactly.
And so, you know, they looked so in love, and we were like, oh, my gosh. And then, like, literally maybe a couple weeks later, it was like, oh, they're breaking up. Now this video is surfacing, and I'm like, yo, it is all just a facade for sure. And what really scares me is the internet's reaction, because so many people are torn on whether or not this is abuse. And I don't really care your feelings on putting hands on women or putting your hands on men, but, like, from both parties, there's abuse happening.
Thank you.
And they're both way too comfortable putting their hands on each other and really, like, roughing each other up. And I'm sorry. If you're my intimate partner, don't you ever touch me like that. Don't even think to, like, grab my arm and hold me back. Because we're going to have a problem.
Problems.
We're going to start, like, swinging is going to happen. I'm going to feel it threatened regardless of our situation. So I just feel like the whole thing is a mess. And anybody who's like, oh, if I saw something on Instagram and it was like, if you think that was abuse, you've not seen abuse. Are we trying, like, to normalize nudging?
Yeah. I think this happened last decade. I really think there was a shift in, like, morality. Like, I think morality went out the window because people my age started making more money than the elders.
Yeah.
So who are the elders to sit there and lecture the young ones? Like, hey, you're not richer than me, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
right?
Yeah. Since we're touching on that and, like, the shift, you know, over the time, I remember, you know, bring it back to the whole Chris Brown and Rihanna situation where, you know, it came out later that they were both physical with each other.
Mm-hmm.
This fight in particular escalated to a point where, you know, Rihanna was badly beaten up. But they talked about how, you know, their relationship, that wasn't abnormal. They both were, you know, agitators and aggressors to one another.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like then after that, Rihanna was then getting, not quote unquote, like, attacked, but, like, right after that album came out where with S&M on it, you know, and she's like, I like whips and chains. And, like, you know, she came out with that other song, Hard. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so hard, you know, and a lot of people were attacking her on that aspect of, like, no, right? Yeah. throwing it way back. But but they were kind of being like, you know, you want to play this, you know, victim of, like, you know, abuse and stuff, but then you're making this music that's kind of insinuating that you like violence and da-da-da. And it's just kind of like, that doesn't justify anything.
The difference is consent.
Well, like, you know.
When I say I'm into whips and chains, I'm consenting to that.
Right.
I'm not consenting to you putting your hands all over me and biting me.
Yes.
Like,
right.
Control yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, for me, I think I was maybe, like, a sophomore or, like, a junior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, for me, you know, in my, you know, growing up and thinking about that, that was one of the first instances for me that you see, you know, in a celebrity, a well-known abuser.
Mm-hmm.
He took some time where he wasn't necessarily highly favored, but, like, bounced back. A lot of people, you know, I mean, to this day, I don't forget what happened, but a lot of people don't talk about what happened. And still, I love Chris and this and that and the other, and he's great and this and this and this. And it's like, do you guys not remember? Like, do we not remember this?
It's hard.
And are we just okay with this behavior, you know? And he had another high-profile relationship with Karrueche, and there was also claims that he had, like, ended up putting hands on her. And then
Migos at the 2017 BET Awards.
What happened there? What, Common? Joe Budden?
No, that was a separate one, but he got in a fight with one of the, or all three of them, because I saw a video with Offset just looking mean, like looking for Chris Brown. Oh, I didn't hear that.
No. But see, but okay. I'm look see, that up later. Right.
Chris Brown has anger issues. And point. That's
yes.
it.
Yes. And so, and that's the other thing, too, to where it's like we're so busy, you know, villainizing these people and attacking them and saying this is wrong and stuff. But it's like, why are what got them to this point? You know, why are they this way? Who is not.
He didn't need to do it either. Like, Chris yeah. Brown is naturally talented. I remember that first album with Excuse Me, Miss, and all that. Like, he was, his voice is, like, flawless.
Yeah.
Like, why are you going to, I don't know.
When he did his little documentary, he said it was the money, the power, and how young they were.
He was, he bursted onto the scene at 16 and was handed all that money and everything, you know, all the fame and whatnot. So I just feel like he was a lost boy. But that still doesn't justify.
Yeah.
You know, he he talked about how he grew up seeing his mom getting, you know, abused like that.
From Virginia. I forgot which part.
Tappahannock.
I feel like it's very interesting because it's like you feel like maybe he wouldn't because he saw that. But it makes sense because that's what he knows.
Yeah.
Like, that's how he's supposed to, like, handle, quote unquote, his anger.
No.
So I have one more question before we go to a break.
Well, OK, I was going to finish up, too.
Do you guys think that this is all a publicity stunt?
Quavo and Saweetie?
Yes.
No, because that video is real. That's a real video. No, I don't think. But I do think the Migos in general, musically, are on a downward spiral. I don't think people are checking for them anymore.
Have they put anything out?
Right, they
haven't. Culture 3 is coming soon.
But we're not excited about it. The culture is not excited about it, ironically.
Interesting.
I don't believe.
I agree with that, though, because when Offset started kind of doing his own thing, Quavo was really kind of doing his own thing. A lot of people were already kind of just like, okay, well, there goes, you know, Migos. Migos has a very specific sound, and they're kind of saying, like, well, how many more albums can they do like this, you know, with that specific sound?
We got to find out.
I just find it funny how they were saying that this happened at some point last year, and they broke up 2 weeks ago or whatever, you know. Those tweets and stuff, you know, they were going back and forth for a second, and then this video comes out, you know. So it's kind of like, why now, after the relationship has ended and after they've been trending for the last 2 weeks? You know, this is just going to give us another Saweetie and Quavo trending for the next 2 weeks, you know what I mean? We're just elongating their name being in the public eye and being on everybody's tongues. And, you know,
somebody's dropping some new music soon.
Well, and that's what, like, I keep seeing, you know, the other celebrities on, you know, Instagram and stuff commenting on these threads about with the video and stuff. People are like, oh, this is, you don't know that they're filming for something, or like, you know, no, this is a part of a movie and da 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 da. So it's kind of like, either
what movie are they in together?
Right. And it's like, either you guys are just trying to, like, you know, troll and, like, add confusion and stuff to what's going on, or you actually know something that we don't know. And you know, so we're gonna have to see.
Yeah.
I'm not watching a Migos movie though.
No, I don't. I don't either. I don't think that's gonna be for me either. But I do hope that, like, you know, Saweetie looked like she was limping after that. I mean, I hope she's okay. She in her tweet, she even said, you know, gifts can't hide the scars and stuff.
The Band-Aids.
Like, yeah, and it's just kind of like, did that mean something deeper? Like, I'm thinking about that now, and now seeing this video, to where it's like, I was thinking, you know, what's it called? Metaphorical scars, you know, metaphorical bruises. But she might actually really be talking about physical scars and bruising after seeing that video. And that just, that changes the whole, I feel like, tone of the end of their relationship and stuff. So. Mm-hmm.
She had that one song I like, Icy Girl, that came out when I was in college. That song is played.
Which one's that one? Because I'm icy.
Girl, I don't
yeah,
know.
That one.
He's wanting to fight me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Y'all don't listen to her?
I know my type.
Yeah, I know my type. I know some Saweetie.
And Back to the Street.
Yeah.
I think that's
I know
it.
New
Oh, and
Saweetie.
Best Friend. Wait, is that her?
Yeah, that's
yes.
her and Doja.
Yeah. I know, like, her main ones. That's about it.
The ones on the radio.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to hop into another 2 to 3 minute break before getting into our hot topic. You are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Looking for a new way to start your mornings with current events and trending topics?
Hey, y'all. It's your girls, Jasmine
and Shantae from The Way with Jazz and Tay, your new favorite weekly morning show.
Catch us every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
where we'll be bringing you fun icebreakers to kick off your morning,
reviews to inform your day, and all the new music. Again, catch us, your new favorite duo, Jasmine and Shantae, every Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Keep up with us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
See you on Thursday.
I'm Nathan Mumm, and I'm the host of Tech Time Radio. Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m., you can listen to our show live. The hosts cover top tech stories with a funny spin.
That's good. So, like, hooked on phonics worked for you, didn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Grab your weekly technology without having to geek out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Only on Tech Time Radio on 1150 a.m. KKNW. We talk technology for the everyday common person.
Studio 143, a spot where we can make our content our way.
With an identity rooted in community and culture, Studio 143 is a place where local and non-local creatives can fellowship and create.
While primarily an event space, Studio 143 has all the audio equipment you'll need.
Whatever the task may be, Studio 143's got you covered.
Learn more about the studio by visiting their Instagram at studio_143_primed.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Coming up next is an encore presentation of The Way with Jazz and Tay. Jazz and Tay decided to take a couple weeks off for some much-needed spring break therapy. So we're going to bring to you a show from last month with Tyson Robinson of the Tyson Vibe podcast. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we talked about the Derrick Jackson cheating scandal. And... Saweetie and Quavo's breakup. It's all a hot, hot mess.
Like a duck.
Like I'm quacking.
Yeah, right.
But now we're going to go ahead and get into our hot topic. We're going to be talking about the Stop Asian, or the AAPI hate movement.
Yeah.
That's been happening. So go ahead.
In the past year, there's been 3,800 reported incidents of hate crimes against the AAPI community. AA stands for Asian American and Pacific Islander, AAPI, just so that for those of you guys who don't know. And many were citing Trump's disparaging and dangerous rhetoric last year to be the cause for this uptick, which, you know, he was calling it. He was basically
China virus, yeah, instead of
the
coronavirus.
The Wuhan flu or something, you know, just. And intentionally miss, you know, calling it that even after it's been, you know, called the coronavirus and COVID-19. So throughout his entire, you know, re-election campaign, he was screaming that essentially. And just so we're also clear, the 3,800, you know, acts of hate crimes against the community, those were just reported instances. Okay. A lot of stuff goes unreported or something like that. So I just want you guys to keep that in mind, that it definitely increased over the last year, and those are numbers that nobody really ever wants to hear or see as a result of something like this, which is out of everyone's control. It has nothing to do with the Americans that are living here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Also, on March 16th, yeah, there was a mass shooting in Atlanta that took place at a spa. 8 people were killed, and six of which were Asian American, Pacific Islander, which kind of lends it to seem like it was another hate crime
A targeted attack.
Targeted attack, mm-hmm, against the community. So there have been protests and marches,
yeah,
as of recent. What is everyone's thoughts? Like, how do you guys feel about all of this?
Yeah.
I feel like this country in general has some sort of hatred toward Asian people in general, mm-hmm, and China. Like, mm-hmm, this country can't really stand Asians in China, like people, mm-hmm, who come from China in general. But as far as the attack that took place in Atlanta, rest in peace to those that we lost, and yeah, prayers to their families. Mm-hmm. It is unfortunate. And yes, President Trump did incite it. Apparently, Asian people are responsible for the virus taking shape. Apparently, like, I see that a lot in just being in clubhouse rooms,
yeah,
with Asian people. They talk about, like, what can we do to, like, stop this? And I even asked, what can I do? Mm-hmm. I've donated to some organizations to, like, say, hey, I'm here with you guys. I know what it's like to be, yeah, like, treated with disrespect.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really is unfortunate.
It is.
What can, like, how do you feel other communities of color, like, can be allies? You know, outside of that, like,
better allies.
Yeah.
Speak on their injustices, because I did see a lot of Asian people protesting last summer, mm-hmm, with the George Floyd protests. Mm-hmm. And that was really nice of them. They didn't have to, but they chose to anyway.
Yeah.
So we can speak on their injustices. We can protest with them.
Yeah.
Give some money to their organizations. We can pressure these politicians to like pass some laws.
Yeah.
So we can stop the Asian hate that's going on.
Yeah. I do appreciate you saying that because, like you brought up with last year and all of our, you know, BLM marches and protesting, a lot of people did show up for us that, you know, quote unquote, didn't need to, you know,
mm-hmm.
So we do understand what they're experiencing and what they're going through. I think we're blessed to live in this city or in a state where we do have, I'll say city, where there's a lot of diversity in that aspect of, we would probably be a good example of showing how other like BIPOC communities can come
coexist.
Together and coexist. Yes, no, exactly. Because at the end of the day, we're stronger together rather than being divisive. And a lot of the rhetoric I'm seeing is being very divisive amongst, you know, blacks and Asians, whites and whoever. And like it's mm-hmm. and that's what they want. You know what I mean? They
the
want
problem
us to
is
divisive.
White supremacy.
Thank you.
Not Asians or the Latinx community or
yeah,
black people.
Exactly.
So we
yeah.
should just all band together as one big like BIPOC minority
right. if you
group and stop the white supremacy.
The minorities truly are the majority, guys. I want you to know that. Like literally, if you are serious about doing anything, think about that. We are better together than we are alone and apart. So
celebrate our differences. Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's like the biggest takeaway is that, that we are definitely stronger together, and we're all working towards like the same. We're working against the same like evil,
mm-hmm.
really. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's crazy. I hope that you know with this movement there is some real change that happens, and I hope that it's like general change that can like help everybody, like
exactly.
all BIPOC. Like yes. I definitely feel their plight and want justice for them, but I also just kind of want it to help everybody who's been seeing
yeah.
this kind of
it's,
stuff.
It's cyclical at this
for the
point.
Past year.
Yeah,
it's just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, but that's really all we have time for our hot topic.
Let's do a quick recap.
Yes, of the show.
So, interview and icebreaker with Tyson. I'm going to say the way.
Definitely.
Unexpected potty talk. For me is the way because it was entertaining. I can understand how it might not be the way for some of you.
Mm-hmm.
the Derek Jackson cheating scandal. Not the way. It's not the way.
Not the way.
No.
No.
I think our conversation surrounding it was the way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was productive.
Mm-hmm.
The Saweetie and Quavo breakup, all around, not the way.
Yeah, I
Never.
Was really expecting that to be like peaceful and like it mm-hmm. seemed like it was dead. And then
it did. It seemed like, you know, she said, take care. That was that. And then the video dropped days later and it was like, ooh.
And who dropped the video?
That's what we really
who had it. Oh, my gosh.
And the rising amount of hate crimes against the Asian American and Pacific Islander community in the U.S. Not the way. Not at all.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. And what's crazy, too, is that we're just getting the world's opening back up. More and more people are getting out and about. And I'm just afraid of I'm seeing even more, you know, kind of happen. So let's just keep being optimistic and hope mm-hmm. that everyone's head stays on straight, guys.
I will say the only thing that's the way about the situation is the possibility of being taught Asian American history and
yes.
like, some of the calls to action on
yes.
like, how they want to approach this. I think that could be really great because the more that we know and understand their
yes.
culture, the better that, you know, like we don't feel like it's an otherness.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I am excited about that and the opportunity to learn more about Asian Americans
yeah.
and Pacific Islanders for sure. Because I know I'm like not. I don't know a lot at all.
Tyson,
mm-hmm.
let the people know where they can find you.
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Tyson's Vibe, TYSONSVIBE. I'm also on Facebook, but yeah, whatever. you can catch my podcast, the Tyson's Vibe podcast, on all streaming platforms, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Radiohead, Google Podcasts,
everywhere.
All the,
okay.
everywhere. Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah.
Wherever, that's where I'm at.
All right, you guys. Thanks for tuning in this week. We'll see you guys next week. And thanks for coming by, Tyson.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tyson.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week. Same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.